A milestone was marked and a labor union tradition honored today during the construction of the first casino in western Massachusetts. With hundreds of construction workers, local and state officials, and other dignitaries looking on, the final piece of steel was put in place Wednesday morning on the MGM Resort Casino that's being built in downtown Springfield. A steel ring painted white and autographed by workers and invited guests, adorned with an evergreen tree, the American flag, and several banners, was hoisted atop what will be the Casino Hotel Rotunda. Fiore Grassetti, business agent for Iron Workers Union Local 7 and president of the Pioneer Valley Central Labor Council, said the topping off is an iron workers tradition. But Wednesday's ceremony was a salute to all the more than 1,100 people who've had a hand so far in building the casino.
Today may be the celebration for the ironworkers that you see before you, but to us, it is all about the unspoken brotherhood and sisterhood of the building trades unions. Please take a moment to thank all my brothers and sisters of the trades for their hard work in getting here today.
MGM committed to hire a construction workforce of at least 2,000 people. It's on pace to meet that goal and has exceeded targets for employing women, minorities, and veterans on the job site, according to required reports filed with state regulators.
We have in place an agreement with the building trades in MGM that calls for a truly diverse and local workforce that keeps the benefits of this project local, supporting the community of Springfield in the surrounding cities and towns.
The milestone for the $950 million project was observed 2 years and 5 days after the groundbreaking for the casino. After that ceremony in 2015, the actual start of construction work was delayed as the project went through a controversial redesign and downsizing. Now the building is going up fast, but there are no plans to open the casino ahead of the September 2018 target, according to MGM Springfield president Mike Mathis.
So we're comfortably on schedule. Some of the winter days that we banked, we didn't need. So, but it's still early, and we want to make sure we're realistic.
As work continues on the Springfield project, the gaming landscape is evolving. The Indian tribes that operate two casinos in Connecticut are seeking authorization from state officials to build a third casino in East Windsor, just 13 miles from the MGM casino. And Massachusetts officials are actively looking at legalizing online gambling. Massachusetts Gaming Commissioner Enrique Zuniga said the regulators have not updated revenue projections for the MGM casino to reflect the potential new competition.
But I'm not concerned. At this point, third Connecticut casino is only a plan. And just look at this. This is real progress.
Zuniga said he does not see online gambling as a threat to the viability of casinos like the one MGM is building.
And as I understand it, an important piece from the industry is engage them online to bring them into the brick-and-mortar casinos, which sounds to me like a perfectly legitimate strategy.
Mayor Dominic Sarno described the MGM casino as a momentous project that had proven naysayers wrong by already spurring additional economic development activity in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.